Anybody get less than 4 hours of sleep at night? 4 hours, raise your hand. Anybody get over 8 hours? Oh, you get over eight? Wow. I don't know what time I'd have to go to bed. I have to admit to you that there's a lot of nights I go to bed at a decent time, but I just can't fall asleep. And what happens a lot of times when I do fall asleep, I wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning because, see, I have that problem of not being able to fully shut my brain off at night. And late at night, when the rest of the house is asleep, I am generally lying awake thinking about those questions that, well, I think they're questions of life. For example, I sometimes wonder, why, if we use our brains to remember something, why do we say we know it by heart? Does that ever keep you up at night? No. Or here's one that kept me up last night. When they invented the first clock, how did they know what time to set it to? Anybody else ever have problems falling? Or if you're in Denmark, what do you call a Danish? If you're in France, what do you call a French fry? Anybody? No one ever worries about that? And then the one that I shared with Matt that keeps me up at least once a week is, how in the world did the Flintstones have a Christmas special? No one else stays awake. If you have your Bibles, open them to John chapter 3. We're going to look at this verse as we begin this new series together, A Brush with Greatness, Encounters with the Holy. Chapter 3, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a Jewish leader. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these miraculous signs that you do unless God is with them. And Jesus answered, I assure you, unless someone is born anew, it is not possible to see God's kingdom. And Nicodemus asked, how is it possible for an adult to be born? It is impossible to enter the mother's womb for a second time and be born, isn't it? And Jesus answered, I assure you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, it's not possible to enter God's kingdom. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Don't be surprised that I said to you, you must be born anew. And flipping over to 16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. And God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So we hear this story about Nicodemus, and oftentimes when we hear the Nicodemus story and we read this passage, where our minds instantly go to John 3:16, for God so loved the world, because it's a verse that we know, it's a verse that we love, but that's not the part of this passage that intrigued me. You see, the part that I wondered about is, why in the world did Nicodemus come to Jesus at night? Now, we know a little bit about Nicodemus. He shows up about 3 times in John's gospel. Nicodemus translates the word, the name means a victory for the people. He was a Jewish leader. He was a powerful man. He was a member of, well, what I would like to call the Jewish Senate. He was a well-known teacher. He was a leader. He is the perfect illustration of what a first century successful man looks like. And if you look at Nicodemus from the outside looking in, he has it all together. A nice house, a nice job, a nice status. He's respected and he's loved by the entire community. But yet John tells a story of Nicodemus coming at night to see Jesus. Now, and I don't know where they get this, there are some preachers who like to tell the story, and when they tell the story, they say to us that Nicodemus came at night because he was afraid to be seen by other people visiting Jesus. Well, it sounds good, but I don't buy it. Nicodemus wasn't afraid. He was a leader. He would have the perfect alibi, the perfect excuse, the perfect reason to go see Jesus because of who Jesus claimed to be and who Nicodemus really was. So I don't buy that. And then theologians and scholars will say, well, the reason why he came at night, because in John's gospel, there's day and there's night, there's light and there's darkness. And each one, depending on how John records it, tells whether where you are in your faith journey. If you are a follower of Jesus, you're in the light. If you're not a follower of Jesus, you're in the dark. Nicodemus went at night. Therefore, it is assumed he wasn't a follower of Jesus. Judas, after leaving the upper room, went out into the darkness, according to John's gospel. And it's John's gospel that proclaims with all certainty that Jesus is the light of the world. So those may be two reasons why. Maybe he was afraid, or maybe it's just John using imagery. But in my mind, when I read this passage, and I've preached on it many times, but I never paid attention to this part of it. Why in the world would Nicodemus come at night? And I wonder if there's something else going on. I wonder if that night, I wonder if that was the night Nicodemus couldn't sleep because he couldn't shut his brain off. I wonder if that night Nicodemus went to bed like he always went to bed, and instead of falling asleep, he laid on the bed and he stared at the ceiling, and when the rest of the house was asleep, he was pondering and questioning, well, these life perplexing questions. And when I say he was thinking about and questioning things, I don't think he was laying awake at night trying to figure out why if a pizza's round, it comes in a square box. I don't think that's what he was awake thinking about. See, I think Nicodemus was dealing with deeper questions. Questions of faith, questions of doubt, and questions of life. And you can't blame him. I mean, Nicodemus had it all together. And then this Jesus shows up on the scene. And he begins to, well, he changes water into wine. And only someone who is from God can change water into wine. But then in the next breath, he doesn't practice the rituals and the lifestyle of the Pharisees and of Nicodemus. He talks about the love and the grace of God, but in the next breath, he condemns the religious leaders like Nicodemus. And so it's no wonder Nicodemus couldn't sleep that night. You and I, well, I don't know about you, but I sometimes have trouble falling asleep because of those questions that eat at me. I sometimes have trouble falling asleep because of the what-ifs and the would-have-beens that seem to attack you at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know about you, but when it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm lying in my bed awake, it's usually because I'm playing the woulda, coulda, shoulda game. And let me give you a secret on the woulda, coulda, shoulda game. You know the game, right? If I would have done this, I could have done this, I should have done that. When you play that game, you always lose. And have you noticed that late at night, when the house is quiet and everyone else is asleep, fears become larger than life and regrets simply fill your mind. I don't know about you, but it seems like at night I end up reliving every mistake that I've made. And I wonder about every path that I chose not to take. And unhealed hurts seem to weigh heavier on our hearts at 2 in the morning. Anybody else ever just sometimes have a hard time falling asleep? I don't know what it is, but the familiar demons come out to play at 2 or 3 in the morning. The jealousy, the desire to get even, the old insecurities, the lure of the addiction, or the worse, those voices that fill your head and your heart and your soul to remind you that you are not good enough, that you are not lovable. So I think that's what was going on in Nicodemus. He wasn't afraid. And it wasn't just John using some theological imagery. It was Nicodemus who went to Jesus at night looking for some confirmation, some word of a greater love. Or maybe he just couldn't sleep because his life was a mess. Someone he loved was sick. Or maybe he just spent the last week at the grave of a loved one. Or maybe his teenage child was lost and was going down directions of life that Nicodemus would prefer she didn't go. Or maybe Nicodemus and his wife were in the midst of a fight and he saw the marriage beginning to fall apart. Maybe that night Nicodemus just wondered the condition of his soul. You ever have struggles? You ever have problems falling asleep? Because you just can't shut your brain off. And you can't silence the voices in your head. One of my favorite desert fathers, if you will, spiritual fathers, was a 16th century monk, St. John of the Cross, who wrote a poem that shared about that night, those nights, when you can't fall asleep, those nights when you can't shut the voices off. And the poem is simply called The Dark Night of the Soul. And if you read this poem by St. John of the Cross, and I encourage you to Google it later because it is a poem that I think speaks to all of us. He describes that dark night of the soul as a place where all the familiar answers just don't make sense anymore. Maybe that's what Nicodemus was experiencing. Now, St. John of the Cross says that the dark place of the soul is that place where you feel the emptiness and you get this sense of being totally alone, and it absolutely overwhelms you. I don't know if you've ever been into that place, but I've been there, and it's a place of pain and a place of confusion. It's a place of loss and it's a place of hurt, and I have felt it. And I'm willing to bet if we were to go around the room, most of us have been in that place where you feel spiritually empty, out of touch with God, in the dark. And when I get there, I try to reach in, Eddie, to all my theological teachings and my scriptural understandings to try to find an answer. And the more I search, it seems like the further I get into more and more questions. And if you've ever been in that place and had one of those nights, then you don't have to wonder why Nicodemus went to Jesus. Because he went searching. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, he walked through the streets and he knocked on the door. Now, I love John's gospel, and I am so thankful that John included this story, because when John has Nicodemus going to Jesus at night, Nicodemus isn't trying to impress anybody, isn't trying to get in a theological debate, isn't trying to show Jesus just how smart he is. Nicodemus goes at night and he's open and he's questioning and he's hurting and he's broken, and there was no false pretenses. It was just real, and I love it because you and I have been where Nicodemus was. And when I was getting ready for the series, when I already decided I was gonna speak about Nicodemus, I noticed something that I never saw before. And I missed it. And I don't want you to miss it. Nicodemus went to Jesus in the middle of the night when the rest of the community was asleep. And when Nicodemus knocked on the door, Jesus answered. Isn't that amazing? Did you catch that? You see, the Jesus we follow, the Jesus that we depend on, get this, he works the night shift because he wasn't asleep. He was waiting for the one who was experiencing that dark night of the soul. And when that one went searching for the answers, he didn't have to get Jesus out of bed, because the Jesus I know, the Jesus I count on, works the night shift. So when you have that dark night of the soul, or if you're going through a dark night of the soul today, no matter how empty it feels, no matter how difficult the struggle is, no matter how alone we might feel, the story of Nicodemus, the brush with greatness that Nicodemus experienced that night in that place reminds me that I am never alone. Because when we ask our questions, when we struggle for the answers, when the demons attack us in the middle of the night and we cry out to God, why, oh God? Nicodemus reminds me that Jesus works the night shift. He doesn't fall asleep on me. And all I have to do is to listen. Because when I listen, I hear Jesus invite me to open our hearts and to receive what we can't see and maybe what we can't understand. And in the darkness of the dark night of a soul, we see the light. And in the darkness of the dark night of the soul, we are born from the Spirit. We are born from above. We are born again. Now, I'm not sure what Nicodemus was really looking for that night, but I know that Jesus met him. And I know that Jesus broke the silence and he shared the good news that I think Nicodemus needed to hear. He shared the good news that I need to hear. He shared the good news that maybe all of us need to hear. He shared the good news that is the foundation of our faith. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And whoever believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. God didn't send his son to condemn or to judge the world, but sent him so that the world might be saved. Jesus is the light. And when we have the dark night of the soul, he is the light that shows us the gospel, the good news of his amazing and abundant grace and love. That's a brush with greatness. And that's an encounter with the holy. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And would you receive this benediction? And now, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace both now and forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, go from this place. And may the peace and the love and the grace of God go with you. And may you know, may you remember, may you never forget that there is nothing you can do. Nothing. That will ever make God love you less. Because when God sees us, he doesn't see the mistakes that we make. He simply says, wow, you're nothing but the best of the best of the best. And can you imagine what your day would be like if you lived it believing that? You'd have a great day. Take care. God bless. And we'll see you tonight.